Namaste, beloved. This is Motherhood Wisdom, and today we have a very powerful show scheduled for us. We have a wonderful guest, Ms. Jennifer Jean Smith, who I will be introducing momentarily. However, we are going to get today started with the missing link and what that is all about. And again, you know, this was scheduled for last month, actually, and due to technical difficulties, we had to reschedule it. But we're here and we're ready now. And this is the missing link, what the big pharma corporations and their investors do not want you to know about. And I hope you are interested in natural wellness and alternative healing. And I hope you're curious about ancient healing methods. And if you are interested in bringing healing to the planet and all of its occupants, then this is what you need to do. You need to tune in and you need to ground yourself, sit up with your back straight and your feet planted on the ground and root yourself, and just be sensitive to the truth that is getting ready to be presented to you, and open yourself up to any of the wisdom that is coming forth. Okay, here we go.
Essential oils, scientifically documented to carry the highest level of oxygenating molecules of any substance known to man. Essential oils contain minerals. Essential oils are a catalyst because they're made up of oxygen, amino acids, and their function is to carry nutrients into the cells of the human body. How many of you in this room today would love to have better brain power? Better memory retention? Absolutely. Essential oils have the ability to digest chemicals in the human body. Essential oils have the ability to stimulate the secretagogues for producing human growth hormone and antibodies for thyroid support. Essential oils have the ability to stimulate enzymatic activity in the human body for better digestive function. That's why I say and will continue to say essential oils are the missing link of modern medicine. Learn what it's like to feel alive and to have the spirit of energy and clarity of mind and the ability to go and do and give life to others. We can only do it through being an example.
You are about to listen to what may be the most life-changing health information you have ever heard. You will learn why plant substances, known as essential oils, are the missing link in our search for vibrant health and longevity. This ancient science, with its biblical foundation, reveals why frankincense and myrrh were brought to the Christ child, and why for centuries essential oils have helped with countless medical conditions. Dr. Don Gary Young was the first to conduct clinical research in North America over 18 years ago on the use of essential oils for the treatment of degenerative disease. With the largest privately owned herb farm in the world for the production of essential oils, Dr. Young is one of only a few experts who understands the vast requirements for organic growing, distilling, and protecting the quality of these precious oils. Those who are looking for new truth with healing of different dimensions, this may be your answer. Let's join Dr. Young now in one of his most fascinating lectures.
Essential oils, just to give you a real simple analogy, if we were to take the oil from the plant, or just take the plant and the human body and put them side by side, we could do some very interesting comparisons. You see, in the human body, we have a substance called blood, and that blood has a very specific purpose. That purpose is to transport nutrients to the cells, to nurture and feed. Primary agents in that blood that is responsible for the delivery of the nutrients through the cell wall is called oxygen. If we take the oxygen out of the blood, what happens? We would die very quickly. The cells begin to mutate and give off a toxic gas that creates a host for disease. And today we live in an environment where we are deprived of oxygen because of the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water that we drink. And because of that, we have set ourselves up to be victims. And it's quite obvious what's going on in our world today. Well, when we look at essential oils, they have the same role and play the same function in the plant as the blood does in the human body. How many of you have cut your finger? And what happens? You bleed. Why do you bleed? Exactly, to cleanse and to kill the bacteria, because you have to do that to start the regeneration process of the tissue. Okay, how many of you ladies have seen a leaf on one of your houseplants torn or damaged? And what comes out? It's a liquid, isn't it? It's called the resin by some. Some call it the blood of the plant. Some call it the life force of the plant, but it's the same thing. It bleeds. It bleeds to cleanse that part where the plant is damaged, to kill the bacteria. You see, the essential oil is like the blood. It's a transporter. And the primary ingredient inside that oil is called oxygen. It has been discovered and determined now through research and the translation of papyrus and hieroglyphics in Egypt that oils were the first medicine of man. Even before herbs were used, oils were extracted from the plant and used before the actual plant was used. And as of 3 years ago, it was documented that essential oils produce the highest level of oxygenating molecules of any substance known to man. So when we think about that we can get actual oxygen from the oil, it's quite exciting. Now, not only can we get oxygen from the oil, but we also get negative ions, and we get ozone. Are they important to us? Why? Can bacteria live in ozone? Can bacteria live in a negative ion environment? No. You know, it's interesting when you look at what's going on in our world, because there's a big wave that has hit the United States called antioxidants, right? And everybody's looking for antioxidants and antimicrobial substance to take. We're just going to walk through some things real quickly and show you why essential oils are the missing link in our health field today and why everyone and every home needs to have them. Let's look at what the human body is up against today. And we look at what's causing the poisons that we're inhaling, the industrial contamination that's affecting our air. Look at the foods that we're eating today, fried foods and grease that causes carcinogenic activity in the blood, foods that are devaluated, and therefore we get no enzymes from the foods that we're eating. And the foods that were coming from the fields are sprayed with chemicals. The ground is saturated with chemicals and has been for over 50 years. And we wonder why we can't get good, wholesome food today. Not to talk about the environmental contamination that's going into the aquifer, along with all of the contamination in the entire chain that the human body is subject to. We absorb this not only through the food and the water, but through the pores of our skin and the oxygen that we breathe into our lungs. These chemicals go down into the intestinal tract, and they cause a weakening of the membrane wall, and they leach through into the liver and cause cell mutation. It changes the pH chemistry of the blood, and all of a sudden, we've got a problem. We start creating a host for disease, and then we wonder, how can this possibly happen? So detoxification is extremely important today in our lives. It's really interesting to know that essential oils, because of their structure, literally will push chemicals, metallics, out of the cells. How do they do it? Because they have the highest level of oxygenating activity of any substance known to man. And oxygen pushes toxins out and pulls potassium back into the cell. Essential oils will reestablish normal cell function and balance. This is Time Magazine. It was a September 12th issue, and I'm sure most of you have seen it. New virus and drug-resistant bacteria reversing human victories over infectious diseases. How can this happen if we have a healthy body? Can we have infection if we're healthy? Can we have cancer if we're healthy? Can we have AIDS if we're healthy? No, of course not. So let's be realistic and look at it. This was quite interesting here, because if we look down here at the bottom, it says more than 850 people have come down with cholera in southern Russia, and officials fear the disease could erupt into an epidemic. While this article was being published, and they were talking about 850 people in Russia, they never even made mention of the thousands of people they were digging holes, open pits, and burying in mass graves in South America from cholera. Did anyone see that on CNN? We need to start paying attention and waking up to what's really going on around us. Look at this. Some microbes can reproduce in just 20 minutes. And this article goes on to talk about how the drug makers are fighting back, and yet how that every time they produce a drug, the bacteria or the virus mutates and develops its own immunity to the antibiotic. Now, that's quite interesting, because when you know these things are fact And then when you come to understand oils and realize that at this point in time today, they have not found one virus that can create an immunity against an essential oil. Look at here. The question ceases to be, when will disease be gone? This is interesting when we look at the statistics here. Respiratory infections, bacterial and viral, 4 million deaths. Diarrhea and diseases related, viral and bacterial, 3 million deaths. This is per year. Tuberculosis, bacterial. Now we have a new viral tuberculosis, do we not? And they don't even mention the viral tuberculosis here, just the bacterial, 3 million. Hepatitis B, virus, 3 million. Protozoa, malaria, 1 million. Measles, viral, 880,000. Tetanus, 600,000. AIDS, viral, 550,000. They don't even talk about cancer and heart disease there. We're just talking about diseases here related to virus and bacteria. And yet they don't even list the new tuberculosis virus, or the new hantavirus is not listed there, the flesh-eating virus, the streptococci A, the Ebola virus. You know, I mean, there's so much going on that we're not even aware of what's happening. I think many of us also have a tendency to want to ignore it. We don't want to deal with the truth. Why? We don't know what to do about it, true or false. Okay, look at here. Where will the next deadly virus appear? And then it goes on to talk about, you know, the agents, smallpox, AIDS, hepatitis B. How many of you are familiar with the Ebola virus and the symptomology of it? Are you aware that that Ebola virus causes decomposing of the internal organs and the smooth muscle tissue inside the human body? And once a victim contracts the Ebola virus, 3 to 5 days and they're dead. And you know what happened in Wilmington, Minnesota just last week? Where 8 people died from what they're calling the new streptococci virus that caused people to die within 3 to 5 days. Their tissue, internal organs degenerated. It was the Ebola virus, but they're saying it's a new streptococci A. An epidemic. This is interesting. The price of doing nothing will be millions of lives. And it's happened before. Look at here. Killer flu, 1918-19, killed 20 million people. So we're not dealing with something that's just popped into our world today. There's been viruses around since the beginning of time. Look at what happened during Moses' time. Look at the 16th century plague in England and Europe that claimed millions of lives. Why is it happening? Why do we have more of it today? Because we have a weaker immune system. How are we going to build it? How many are familiar with this article out of the Weekly World News, November 8th issue? Cancer flu spreads to U.S. The virus acts like an ordinary flu bug at first, but as the symptoms linger, the virus mutates, causing cancer of the bone, blood, brain, colon, and pancreas. Interesting, isn't it? And of course, if you happen to be a victim, cancer flu has reached the United States, much less stricken victims in Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. What are we going to do about these things? Look at this article here in March issue of Reader's Digest. The invisible invaders. The question is no longer when will infectious disease be wiped out. Rather, it is where will the next deadly new plague appear? You need to read it because this article talks about how that every antibiotic that they have made, the viruses mutate, the bacteria mutate, and create their own immunity against the antibiotics. So we need to read these things so we are aware of what's going on and be prepared. Let's look at some of the things that causes it. Water suspected in illness. U.S. health officials speculate that local water sickened dozens of AIDS patients during the spring. Groups warn of risk from bad drinking water. New TB, a time bomb. This is USA Today News cover story. You know, we need to be aware. Flu on tap. Milwaukee blames illness on tap water. Tainted water. Blame for unlike illnesses. It just goes on and on wherever we look. A contagious fascination with infections. As lethal viruses make news, the public ponders, what if the hot zone? How many of you have seen the movie The Outbreak? Well, that's a reality. That's not just a movie. That's a reality. Ancient ills return with a vengeance. Viruses that they can't kill, they can't control. Now I want to spend time showing you what's exciting. This comes right out of the Cairo University Research Department, Dr. Rodwan S. Farag, who is our colleague in research at Cairo and I've worked with for 3 years. Safety evaluation of thyme and clove essential oils as natural antioxidants. If we're going to fight something, let's fight it with what God gave us to fight with. Look at here, antimicrobial activity of some Egyptian spice essential oils. Hard copy research. We're not just here to talk about folklore medicine. Antimicrobial action of essential oils. The antimicrobial action is probably the one property of essential oils that has been known for the longest time. Isn't that interesting? But do you know about it? Do you read about it? Do you get to hear about it in the U.S. of A.? Of course not. How many of you know somebody that has diabetes? Let me show you what's going on at Cairo University with diabetes. They cure it. Look at here. This is just one of the simple studies that was conducted on diabetes. Blood glucose levels. This was control group with insulin right here. Then they used bitter fennel, and it dropped it from over 275 to 200. Common dill oil, below 200. Coriander brought it down to normal range. Simple essential oils. Yes, they're correcting diseases in many places in the world. Look at here what came off the Associated Press 2 months ago. Very interesting. Scientists examine the role of food derivatives in preventing cancer. Is anyone interested in cancer prevention? Cancer regression? Well, look at here. Soybeans, lavender oil, and orange peel. And we jump over here. Cancer-fighting powers of plant oils. Small quantities of lavender oil have been shown to work against breast cancer in lab animals. In animal studies, he said, we got both the prevention of cancer and the regression of cancer. How many would sooner have chemotherapy than a bottle of lavender oil? Now, this is something that's very exciting. We need oxygenation, antioxidants, and increased frequency. What's a frequency? Is frequency important to us? Are our bodies electrical? Absolutely. And it's very interesting when we study that and we see that not only is our body electrical, but everything around us has electrical frequency. But there's different types of frequencies, and this is what is kind of interesting. Because your lights overhead up here, they also have a frequency called 60 hertz. Essential oils have frequency from 52 to 320 hertz. But the difference between the oil frequency and your light frequency or television or telephone or microwave, your electrical AC frequencies are incoherent, chaotic frequencies. They fracture the human electrical field. Where essential oils have a coherent, harmonic frequency. And so they're harmonious with the electrical field of the human body. So essential oils give us oxygen, antioxidants, and frequency. Now I make food supplementation and was the first to create this type of formulation, the first to develop it in the world, and that was using essential oils in the food supplements. Why? Because we found essential oils work as a transport mechanism in the food supplements. And the reason that we're starving to death nutritionally is because we're not assimilating the nutrients on the cellular level. Essential oils have the ability, because they're soluble with the lipids in the membrane, to go through the cellular wall and to carry with it nutrients that they're in association with. Because that's their purpose in the plant life, is to transport nutrients through the cell wall and deliver it inside the plant. And so when we took essential oils and put it inside the plant, it was very exciting because we got a delivery system. Now I want to back up just a little bit and give you something to think about. Going back to the blood is the transporter of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, proteins, amino acids, hormones, enzymes. That's the pathway that they travel in to go to the cells. Then the cell wall has to be receptive to those nutrients and those health food ingredients. But when we have a deficiency in oxygen, the cell membrane literally will start to thicken because the pH changes on. And when it thickens, then the oxygen that's present there, also being compromised because of lifestyles, is not able to get the nutrients through the wall. And so we wind up with nutrients in the blood serum, but we can't get it inside the cell. And so we wind up having cell mutation, creating a host for viruses and bacteria and germs. Now, if essential oils are responsible for the oxygenating molecules, they are antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, and immunostimulating, which I'm going to show you in a minute, hard copy from the medical research. And they have the ability to transport nutrients, that they are the life force of the plant. What do you suppose happens to that oil when we cut the plant and dehydrate it? We evaporate 98% of that live substance that is responsible for the healing force of that plant. As I look through the audience, I see quite a few people here that are probably old enough to remember the days when they used to gather herbs fresh in the pasture, in the field, or out on the hill, and come home and make up their poultices, their teas, and their extracts, and it worked. And so you tell your children about it, and your children get sick, and they go down to the health food store and buy a bottle of that same herb in a capsule form, take it home and take six bottles of it, nothing happens. And we wonder why. It is because modern man has taken the life force out of the herbs by dehydration. And so when I discovered that or learned about that, That's when I started spraying the oils back into the powdered herb, and it brought back the bioavailability of the nutrients that weren't there before or available to us before, because the catalyst agent had been evaporated out of them. So we were the first to put essential oils back into the plant and reestablish that activity. So if we want to cleanse our body, we want regeneration, and we want immunity, then we've got to start working on self, inside out and outside in. And it's really beautiful because we can create that simply by putting oils on the body. Now, look at lemon oil. Lemon oil is pressed from the rind or the peeling. Now, this is taken right out of my French medical encyclopedia. This is hard copy research. This is not my work. And, of course, you can see that it's in French, Latin. And so what we're looking at here where it says active principles, these are the constituents or the chemical ingredients found inside of that lemon oil that are identifiable. Many have not been identified yet. And we look right here. There's one agent here, sesquiterpenes, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it as I go along. Sesquiterpenes. The reason that's important is because they just found in 1994 at the Medical University of Berlin, Germany and Vienna, Austria, that sesquiterpenes go beyond the blood-brain barrier. Now, I don't know how important that is to anyone, but I'll just kind of fill you in a little bit. It was stated by the Medical Association, October 1993, that if we, quote, could find an agent that would go beyond the blood-brain barrier, we could treat MS, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's, and Alzheimer's successfully. June 1994, it was documented that the agent of sesquiterpenes has the ability to go beyond the blood-brain barrier and was discovered in high levels in frankincense and sandalwood oils. I attended a three-day medical conference in Grasse, France, September 5th, 6th, and 7th of 1994. I saw this research presented, and I saw the brain scan slices of before and after the inhalation of frankincense and sandalwood and how it increased the oxygen production in the limbic system, particularly around the pineal and pituitary gland, and increased the secretion of antibodies, endorphins, and neurotransmitters. Documented hard copy from Berlin and Vienna, Austria. Let's look at lemon oil. Anti-infectious, bacterial, streptococci, antiseptic, bacterial, antiviral. This is how the doctors prescribe lemon oil to be used in the hospitals in Europe. There are 150 hospitals in England alone now prescribing and using essential oils for treatment. In respiratory infections, liver insufficiency in children, digestive insufficiencies, insomnia, phlebitis, thrombosis, and they use it as a disinfectant in the air, in the cabinetry, in medical cabinets, and in hospitals throughout Europe. And what do we use in America to disinfect with? Drugs. This is another beautiful oil. Now, I showed you from the Associated Press about lavender, did I not? Look at this one here. This is lavender again. And look at the profile that we see, and there's sesquiterpenes. Now, not only are sesquiterpenes and terpenes able to go beyond the blood-brain barrier, but they also have been found, along with phenols and xenols, to contain the highest level of oxygenating molecules of all of the constituents in the oil. And let's look at what they say lavender will do. This is out of Paris, France, incidentally. And we have antispasmodic, decongestant, muscle decontraction, hypotensive, anti-inflammatory, anti-infectious, staph, cardiotonic, anticoagulant of fluids. And, of course, they prescribe it for the spasms of the solar plexus, insomnia, dermatosis, infections, allergies. How many of you have taken allergy shots in your life? I mean, isn't that bizarre to know that lavender is used for allergies? In fact, what was discovered 2 years ago was you take lavender oil, and incidentally, it has to be pure lavender oil. This doesn't mean you can just run down to the health food store and buy any old lavender oil that's sold on the market. Because, see, in America, people don't understand essential oils. But what they do understand is they understand marketing. And they know how to buy the garbage that's rejected from France and bring it to the United States and cut it with propylene glycol and synthetic constituents like synthetic linalool acetate and put it in the bottle and sell it as essential oil of lavender. And if you don't know the difference, you're just a victim. And so if you go down to a health food store and you see a half ounce of lavender oil on the shelf, for $5 to $8 a half ounce, you know that you're getting garbage, because pure lavender oil, you can't buy it in France for that price. So those are things that are very important. And just to give you an understanding, there are four hybrids of lavenders, but they're called lavandins. They're not therapeutic for aromatherapy use, but that's what's sold in the United States predominantly, because people here don't know the difference. Our lavender that we produce in France, because we have our own farm in France, we have our own farm in Idaho, we do our own growing in order to produce the top quality. You have to distill this plant, and that's how the oil is extracted, through steam distillation. It has to be at low pressure, low temperature, and lavender has to be in the chamber for a minimum of 1.5 hours, and better 2 hours. But the commercial distilling in Europe for the perfume industry, they distill lavender oil in 15 minutes at 400 degrees and up to 150 pounds of pressure. And they pump chemicals into the water while they're doing it. So these are things that are very important for you to know, that it's not a matter of just running out to a health food store and buying oils, because the people who are marketing oils predominantly are in it for the money. They don't care about the purity and they haven't taken the time to study. I've spent 11 years in Europe, Israel, and Egypt studying the history, working in the universities. My studies have been in the Medical University of Geneva, Switzerland. I started in 1984. The University of Paris. I have worked in two hospitals in Paris. I've studied the Warwick University, the London University, the University of Cairo, where I've spent 3 years working and studying and traveling, the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And so it's been an incredible study. I spent 5 years off and on in southern France learning the ancient art of distillation so we could maintain that purity. Now let me share with you some of the things that just came out of the Warwick University that I brought back last year on lavender oil. And this is really exciting. Lavender, a native of the Mediterranean region in France, is a major producer. A fragrance component in pharmaceuticals, antiseptic ointments, creams, lotions, cosmetics, including soaps, detergents, creams, lotions, and perfumes, lavender waters, and colognes. However, lavender now is starting to be widely used in aromatherapy for the treatment of burns, scalds, inflammation, wounds, ulcers, eczema, dermatitis, fainting, headaches, migraines, influenza, insomnia, hysteria, tension, infection, asthma, rheumatism, and arthritis. Now, when you can get a bottle of lavender oil for $15, who would want to have aspirin? And this is interesting. This is just the constituents that are responsible for all of that activity in lavender oil. And this is just a small portion. It's interesting to see when we look at the linalool acetate level right here, we're at a 441. And that's a relatively good quality oil. The lavender oil we're producing on the farm in Idaho has a linalool acetate of 67, the highest produced in the world. Look at here, toxicity. Subcutaneous injection of mice showed low toxicity. No human phototoxicity reported. So it's totally safe, and that's the beautiful part of essential oils, is you don't have to be concerned about having side effects from pure oils. Cut, adulterated, synthetic, absolutely, but not pure, not the way God intended it to be. Why is it valuable? How do we get oils quickly into the system? Through the olfactory nerve to the pineal pituitary, the amygdala. When you breathe an oil into the system and through the nasal cavity, it is first picked up by the neurons that hang down here from the olfactory, right between the eyes and the top of the sinus cavity. Those oil molecules are carried within milliseconds into the center of the brain. And now they have found and discovered that through the inhalation of essential oils into the midbrain system, that they will cause a secretion of antibodies instantly, endorphins, and neurotransmitters. Now we're seeing a direct response on the immune system from the inhalation and topical application of essential oils, like none other that has ever been created. So diffusing, this puts the oils into the atmosphere in your home. You're getting increased oxygen because it releases the oxygenating molecules. You're getting increased ozone and negative ions because that's where it comes from in nature, from the plant oils. You're getting the antiviral, bacterial, fungal, germicidal properties and immunostimulating, and you're inhaling this. Oils, in fact, I just got a copy, hard copy in on the internet just last week from Ulster University in Northern Ireland, where they did a study of diffusing, vaporizing essential oils into an atmosphere with 210 colonies of bacteria, and it killed all 210. So it makes the most perfect air purification system that has ever been invented or rediscovered. And we can't afford to be without it. How do we know these things happen and how do they work? By simply studying the properties in the oil. This is thyme vulgaris. This is a chromatogram. Everybody knows what camphor is, right? It's soothing. It's penetrating the tissue. Camphor is synthetically made from the active ingredient called camphene. So when we look at this oil, which is thyme oil, we know that it's going to have a very powerful effect in penetrating. We look at the pinenes. They're germicidal. We look at the phenols right here. They're antibacterial and viral. We look at the terpenes. They're antiviral in action. So when we take an essential oil in the laboratory and analyze it, we know instantly the value it has. And depending on the percentage of activity will tell us whether it's a pure oil or whether there's been something done with it. So the science is incredible. This is clary sage that we grew at our farm this past summer in Idaho. The highest linalool activity of any clary sage is yield 72. Most clary sage ranges around 57. Down here you have sclerol, and transoxide to sclerol. That is what converts to estriol in the human body that produces natural estrogen. So how many of you ladies are taking some synthetic hormone? You got it right here in your plants. When God created this world, He created everything naturally for us. And He gave us every substance that we will ever need to protect our bodies from all the things that we have to deal with. Just like He gave to the Israelites, you can read about it in Exodus chapter 30, verses 21 through 27. And read about the formula, the oil formula that the Lord gave Moses. We're talking about a substance that was the beginning of time with a biblical foundation, and man has ignored it. It has been lost and forgotten, and not till 1921 did it start to come back into our time from an old gentleman, Dr. Maurice René Gattefossé, who was a French cosmetic chemist working in his lab one day and had an explosion and had a third-degree thermal burn on his hand, wrist, and forearm. Knowing that he needed to reduce the temperature, he reached over where one of his colleagues had just set a container with liquid in it, thought it was water, plunged his hand into it, and it was lavender oil. And it healed his burn without a trace of a scar. And that man was so excited, and being a chemist, he took the lavender apart to understand and find out how it healed this burn without a scar. And from there, he gave the research to Dr. Jean Valnet, who was a medical doctor in Paris, France. Valnet did nothing with it until the post-war years of World War II, when he was working with war victims from shrapnel wounds and losing them to gangrene because the antibiotics wouldn't work. And Dr. Gattefossé sent him some oils and said, try the oils. And he started using the oils, and he saved every single patient. And that was the restoration of aromatherapy, as it's called today. 1946. That's how new it is. But yet the studies never really started until 1967. It is the most exciting thing that we have. Now this is just a little bit about essential oils. Frequency. We were the first to discover essential oils literally contain electrical frequency. We did a study of over 200 subjects at the Eastern State University in Cheney, Washington. We found that the average body frequency ranges 62 to 68. The brain frequencies are 10 hertz higher during the day, and then it reverses during the night, and the brain frequencies are 10 hertz lower, body frequencies are 10 hertz higher. We found that two subjects, we took two young men who had a 66 hertz frequency. One held the coffee, his frequency dropped to 58 in 3 seconds. The other one drank it, his frequency dropped to 52 in 3 seconds. The young man that drank the coffee, we didn't let him have any oils. It took 3 days for it to go back up. The young man that just held the coffee, we let him breathe the essential oils, and his frequency went up in 21 seconds. We found that disease begins at 58 hertz frequency. Flu starts at 57, candida at 55, Epstein-Barr at 52, and cancer at 42. What this tells us is that when we do things in our lives that compromise our frequency in the human body, we can become a victim. Essential oils reestablish the normal frequency of the human cells, documented at Eastern State University. Another thing that's really exciting is regeneration. How can you regenerate something if you can't stimulate circulation and activity? The top leading neurologist in the United States helped me to discover oils were electrical. How? Because we discovered that hearing could be restored with the oil of helichrysum. Not only from loss of hearing, but from deafness, born deafness. Three people now have total restoration. And I went to him to ask how. He said, because the oils are electrical, they stimulate the firing in the axon. They increase the neurotransmitter that converts in the axon to an electron. It fires across the synaptic gap right here. He said, in a birth defect, nerves didn't connect. And he said, the oils will literally increase the firing of that synapsis, and it will jump across the gap and connect to that nerve that did not connect. And once it starts firing, it will start growing together until it hardwires. So essential oils have the ability to stimulate the regeneration of damaged nerve tissue. Helichrysum. How do we use oils? Diffusing in the air through the feet. Many of you here are probably reflexologists or certainly work with the feet. Start working with oils through the feet. How many of you have experienced pain and suffered with pain for days and days and days and couldn't get rid of it? And you've taken pain medication and Tylenol and morphine and whatever to kill pain. How would you feel if you knew that you broke a bone and you could take a single oil and rub it on that broken spot and stop the pain within 3 to 6 seconds? You can do it with essential oils. There's a formula. It has two oils in it that are responsible greatly for that. One is helichrysum, and the other is birch. Birch oil, like spruce oil, contains methylcycisolate. It works like cortisone on the tissue, and it's a topical anesthesia. Helichrysum is a topical anesthesia. It's beautiful. Another way to work with oils is through the ears, auricular. We found that dealing with emotions, how many people here have emotions? Is there anyone that has no emotional problems at all? Do you know that the ancient Egyptians used oils to do what they called cleansing of the flesh and the blood? Removing the evil deities from the mind. Because they believed that they didn't remove the evil deities from the mind, which we call negative emotions, that they couldn't come back into the body they left in the tomb. I was allowed March last year, 1 year ago, to go into a secret chamber where this ritual was performed. And I was allowed to photograph the walls. And we started translating the hieroglyphics that told about this ritual. It was a 3-day ritual. And they used oils to take the people through it and totally eradicate the negative memory and memory trauma from the people. I started teaching and working with people with oils for eradicating emotional trauma. It is life-changing. And working through the ears. In fact, we have a little oil blend, and if you ever feel depressed or manic depressant or suicidal, a couple of drops and just rub it right there, and it'll take it away in just a matter of seconds. Another beautiful area to work through is through the spine. And just massaging the oils up and down the spine, getting into those nerve meridians to get into those organs and glands in the body. Is absolutely incredible. We had a little gal in Denver, Colorado yesterday. I had a seminar there. We had over 150 people in the seminar. She had a great big large knot on her spine. We just rubbed simple oils of spruce and birch and frankincense on it, and it dissolved half in 20 minutes. And 150 people gathered around and watched. Okay, let's show you what's going on in the antiviral activity. We have a little kit, and it has the lavender, peppermint, and lemon oils in it, plus 4 blends, because I formulate blends. I made another one to kill airborne bacteria in the home, odors, mold, and fungus. It's incredible. And then in that packet is also one. This has rose oil in it, the highest of the frequencies, 320 hertz. It has ylang-ylang in it, which balances the male and female energies. It also is a powerful support to the heart for tachycardia and arrhythmia. Because of these new viruses and our immune system weakening, I knew that we had to have something to help support that system. So I went to work studying, and I put this formula together, and these oils that I'm going to present now are in that formula. This is Robinsara aromatica. It's a plant that's a combination of clove and nutmeg, and it grows in Madagascar. And, of course, you see the sesquiterpenes. Sesquiterpenes stimulate the immune system. Look at here, anti-infectious, antiviral, antibacterial. And it's indicated for rhinopharyngitis, gripe, sinusitis, bronchitis, viral hepatitis, viruses of the intestinal, and cholera, herpes 1 and 2, infectious mononucleosis, insomnia, muscular fatigue. Here's another one. This one you ladies probably have in your kitchen called oregano. You know, you need to quit cooking with it and start juicing it and snorting it. Okay? Look at here, phenols, the number one constituent that's responsible for the oxygenating activity of oils. Anti-infectious, large spectrum of action against bacteria, virus, fungus, and parasites. Immunostimulant. This one you'll like. Frankincense is talked about in the Bible, the holy anointing oil. It's mentioned 52 times in the Bible. Okay, sesquiterpenes again, go beyond the blood-brain barrier. Look at here, anti-catarrhal, expectorant, anti-tumoral, immunostimulant, antidepressant, bronchitis, catarrh, asthma, ulcers, cancer, immunodeficiencies, and nervous depression. I got involved with a doctor in Scottsdale, Arizona, Dr. Terry Friedman, medical doctor. I asked him if he would like to do some research and work with the oils and see what he could create, and he said, I would love to. As of this day, 1 year from the time we started, he now has 9 cancer patients out of 9 in remission from prostate and lymphoma and Hodgkin's. That's documented, by the way. Hyssop oil, the oil that Moses used. Look at here, anti-catarrhal, mucolytic, decongestion, anti-inflammatory of the pulmonary, regulator of the metabolism and lipids, anti-infectious, large spectrum, staphylococci, pneumonia, parasites, prescribed for rhinopharyngitis, sinusitis, bronchitis, pneumonia, cystitis, post-infections, the sclerosis, plaque, ovarian problems. It just goes on and on and on. Mountain savory. Look at here, anti-infectious, major activity is an antibacterial agent, antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic, immunostimulating. And here they use it for candida, cystitis, prostatitis, and right on down through arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. That was mountain savory. This is cistus oil, commonly called rock rose. Beautiful oil. Same thing, there we see the phenols again. Anti-infectious, antiviral, bacterial, regulator of neurovegetative degeneration of the nervous system, autoimmune. So used also for arthritis and rheumatism and plaque and other things, but primarily for viruses of the autoimmune system. What is AIDS? Okay, we had a beautiful situation in Pottstown, Pennsylvania just a couple of weeks ago. A nurse at one of the seminars, she says, Dr. Young, could I share a story with you? And I said, yes. She says, one of the doctors I work for has a patient that has lupus. She'd had it for a number of years, and as she's getting older, the lupus has just been progressively getting worse and worse and worse. And she was in the hospital for a test and change of medication, and she said my doctor told her that there was nothing that could be done and just to get her affairs in order. She said, I felt so bad that when she started to leave, I just walked her out, and I gave her my bottle of essential oils, and I said, why don't you take this home and just rub it on and just see if it'll make you feel a little better and help you a little bit. She said, some of the oils here have been found to help support the immune system. The lady took it home. 3 days later, she called the nurse back. She says, what did you give me? And she says, why? She says, I'm feeling better. She says, my strength is coming up. My energy level is coming up. 5 days after that, which was a total of 8 days, she returned to the doctor for a checkup. He could not find one symptom, not one trace of lupus. God knew that we were going to have these diseases. He knew what we were going to deal with. And do you think he put us down here to be victims? Absolutely not. He gave us everything that we need to take care of the human body. This is clove oil, by the way, and look at here, anti-infection, bacteria, large spectrum of action against gram-positive and negative, antiviral, fungal, parasitic, antiseptic, and a general stimulant, anti-tumoral, dental infections, viral hepatitis, colitis, cystitis, viruses of the nerves. What is MS? Look at here, cancer, Hodgkin's. That was clove oil, simple clove oil. I mean, it is so incredible to see what can be done and what can be created. So I have made a major focus on creating formulas to support the immune system. It's been really a pleasure to be here and share with you what I call the missing link and what I also find to be the most exciting thing that has been rediscovered in the world, and that's the world of essential oils and how we can use them in our food products, in our food supplements, and create a beautiful opportunity to build the immune system and not become a victim. Let's be thankful for what we have. Let's always have thanks in our heart for all that we have. And let's live with that and keep that smile on our face and joy in our heart. And let's share with the world the blessings that God gave us a long time ago. Thank you for coming and participating.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this exciting information. We hope.
All right. That was The Missing Link. And I am going to take this time to bring in my wonderful mentor and teacher about these wonderful oils, Miss Jennifer Jean Smith. Jennifer, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great. You know, I've heard that talk by Gary Young, a multitude of times now, and I learn something each and every time I listen to it.
As do I. It's very, you know, it's very powerful. And you know me, you gave it to me, and it took me about, what, maybe 2 weeks or more to say, okay, I'm going to listen to it. And then when I got to finally listen to it, I was like, oh, my God, that is so powerful. And it just brought everything into focus with me. We have a caller already. I'm going to bring that caller on, and then we'll get more into that link, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Caller, thank you
Hello.
For holding. You are
Hello,
on
Hello, how
air.
Y'all doing today?
We're
this
very
is
good.
This is Ipiani Lockhart of MotivationalRealizations.com. How's everything going for y'all today?
Very well. Why are you calling
Excellent.
In?
I was just calling in because I was invited to the show and I wanted to listen. I'm definitely all for holistic medicine. I definitely agree that the Lord has provided everything that we need on this planet to heal our bodies, our minds, our soul, our spirit. And it's just seeking that information to get that knowledge. And once you get that knowledge, you must apply it because there's a lot of knowledge in people's head, but they don't put anything to work. It's like dead faith. With that knowledge, you're going to have to put some effort out and some action, but it's nothing impossible through the Lord, and he has given us everything we need. It's just take care of your temple. It's an honor to take care of the temple. I do it in praise for me personally because I know that he is in control of every aspect of this world, and I'm just happy to see a new day this day, you know?
I hear you. So you're going to order some oil from us, right?
I'm definitely going to support y'all. Once, you know, right now my business is in its infancy. But you know what? I will definitely shout you out, spread the word. I'll do what I can with the resources that I do have.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And thank you for calling in, okay?
All right.
And
y'all have a wonderful, blessed
endeavor.
Day. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Y'all be well, sisters.
You're
all right?
All right.
Take care.
Okay. We had a little self-promoting going on, but that's okay. He's going to spread the word for us. Jennifer, you want to go into, you know, one of my favorite oils, and I just signed up for that to receive it, the auto ship monthly, is my lemon oil. Would you like to explain? He went into the lemon oil quite a bit, but you want to give some layman terms or those of us who are not so, you know, medical oriented with those terms, you want to break it down for us?
Sure, I would love to. I can tell you how I use it. I drink it in my water all day, every day, because that is an oil that really helps to detox. It's really great for the liver. I also drink it in my water and also diffuse it in my diffuser to clean the air and also to clarify my mind. I mean, everybody nowadays seems to have some sort of brain fog going on, as do I, just from the toxins in our environment. So drinking my water, diffusing it, and then my daughter this morning actually just asked for lemon oil on her tummy because she had a little bit of a tummy ache, and lemon oil is great for digestion, and it's wonderful for smaller children who are a little more sensitive to oils that are like peppermint. So peppermint can be a cooling and also a little warming. Children don't always like that. So she asked for the peppermint or the lemon when she has a tummy ache.
Yeah, I put it in my water as well. I put it on my salads. I cook with it. I put it in my diffuser. And sometimes I just love the scent of it so much that I just inhale it because it is just, for me, it takes me back to my childhood. You know, the senses, the sense of smell is the oldest sense that we have and that we use, and it's quite often triggered if we are sensitive enough and we allow things. And that within itself tells you how your sense of smell goes straight to, you know, those nerve endings in your brain that this, I don't know what he called them, the sesquatrapins, activate those nerve endings, you know, and fire you up, and it charges you and recharges you on so many different levels. It's just very, very, very powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on. As soon as you smell an oil, it travels right through that blood-brain barrier into your limbic system, which is our creativity center. It's our emotion center, and it can definitely trigger, you know, an emotional reaction, which is why these oils are so amazing for things like ADHD, autism, brain cancer, depression, anxiety, all sorts of those brain ailments. So,
you know, I'm into traumatic emotional healing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm learning the different oils that help with the emotional and the traumatic. Could you go into some of those? Well, before we do that, what about going into the electrical frequency or the hertz? Because I know that's very important to a lot of my listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Gary spoke about that really well, and I don't know what else I can add on to that. You know, Gary is probably the only expert in this entire world with his 20-plus years of experience. But understanding, you know, the electrical body, I believe, is just as important as understanding the chemistry of our body. You know, they go hand in hand in our health. And so just knowing that these oils vibrate at frequencies that benefit our health in so many ways is important to take away from Gary's talk.
I agree. I just went through my Reiki 2 attunement, and I have a way better, deeper understanding of the energetic body now. And so learning about the vibrations and the different hertz and how diseases also function and vibrate at a frequency just blew my mind. And you know, like he was saying, everything we need, every dis-ease, there is a remedy for it. And we just have to learn and remember and to stop taking so much of this pharmaceutical stuff with all those side effects and unnatural synthetics from the plant. And he spoke of, and we've talked about this before, the plant, the actual juice or water that comes from them, that is actually the plant's blood. That is the energy of that plant that we are consuming or using to heal and to nurture. You want to get a little bit into that? Or just add on to what I said.
Well, I think it's phenomenal that we're going back to our roots, and that we're, again, realizing that God put everything that we needed for our healing and our health, that man does not need to mess with that. And it's been proven in the last how many decades that when man screws with nature, it doesn't end up to be a very good future for us. And so the pendulum is swinging back to natural medicine, alternative health, and I think it's great, Valerie, that you're promoting that to people. I know you have several listeners that follow you. So I think that the essential oils are right on track with what you're trying to do, and I think God would be smiling down on us right now.
I believe that, too. I'm going to share a little bit of what a previous show, some of the information I had in the previous show, a show that happened on June 17th, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where I talked about Dr. Rima LeBeau and the Codex Illuminantaris and how everything that is going on right now is contributing to that that fog, that mental fog that you mentioned. We have the chemtrails out. We have the pesticides. We have the different vibrations of different insects that are being created, different species cross-pollinating and everything else with the genes and, you know, this biotechnology that's going on with Monsanto. And mm-hmm. we have the 21-day agenda that's going on with these fruits that's creating the hybrid fruits and everything else, and the azotrine in our drinking water. You know, there's so much going on right now that we have no long-range knowledge of what is going to happen to the living population down the line and to our offspring based upon these different things that we're now putting into our system. And mm-hmm. for those who look at the oils and say, oh, my God, they're so expensive and blah, 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 when you need to take preventative measures, you have to look at the big picture, the macrocosmic scope of things. And you have mm-hmm. to realize that fortifying your body's immune system, bringing clarity to your mind so that you can concentrate and focus, getting mm-hmm. rid of the toxins in your home and in your air, finding different things that alter your state of mind and will untrigger some things. I know that Valor Oil is good for that. And there are several more that are out there that of the blends that do it as well as the essential oils themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got into essential oils, you passed out and I came to the classes. You passed out a couple of sheets called In the Medicine Cabinet. What's in your medicine cabinet?
Yes.
And those sheets helped me, you know, so they helped me so much because it gave me an understanding of just how much money I'm spending on over-the-counter stuff when I could really be stocking my, you know, my cabinet with things that will benefit me on a holistic level without all of the other crap going on. You know, and when you learn to really invest in yourself, just like us ladies, we have different shoes or different cosmetics or different things that we like to use. But things are getting to the point now where we are financially looking at every penny and we're crunching. And so we're saying, what is a necessity and what can I fudge on? You know, what can I get at a mm-hmm. cheaper rate? And we're doing that a lot with our health and our supplements and the nutrition. And we're going to need these things because what used to feed us and mm-hmm. give us the nutrition and life energy is being affected by the chemicals in the soil and the pollution in the air and just the normal breakdown of the body. And when you're not allowed, when your body isn't oxygenated enough to carry the life form, the life force the way it is, there's so much sluggishness that takes place, and then so much deterioration and stagnation can happen. So
mm-hmm.
you gave me this list, and I've got it right here, and I'm just going to go over some of the things that are there. And let's see. Many of the common products found in your medicine cabinet contain toxins known to cause side effects. Medicines have their place. However, review the list below of Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils for viable natural alternatives that support and boost your body's immune system as well as aiding in detoxifying. And he spoke of frankincense, lavender, and lemon. So I'm not going to go into those. Panaway is for may reduce pain and inflammation, increase circulation, and accelerate healing. Relieve swelling and discomfort from arthritis, sprains, muscle spasms, and cramps. Mix with a V6 massage oil and use topically to ease growing discomfort in children and young adults. And we know that when you're growing, your knees hurt and your elbows, your arms hurt because they're growing. They're long. Those bones are elongating. So this kind of helps with that. Peace and calming, peppermint, purification. Purification for diffusing to cleanse and sanitize the air and neutralize mildew, environmental impurities, and other disagreeable odors. Purification can be used directly on the skin to disinfect, cleanse, and soothe insect bites, cuts, scrapes. It's a non-toxic insect repellent, and you can diffuse it in the office or home. It repels viruses, bacteria, mold, and dust mites. So uh-huh. You should also spray your little bed with it.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Thieves oil. I'll let you tell the story of the thieves oil, and then I'll go into what it can help.
You'd like me to tell the story?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, back when the Black Plague happened in the 1500s in Europe, there was a group of spice traders, and these spice traders were also thieves. They would put on a blend of their spices, and they would go steal from the victims of the plague, and they would steal from the dead and also the dying. And they never contracted this disease. And if you know anything about the Black Plague, it was super contagious and wiped out half the population. So the fact that these spice traders were not getting ill was just mind-boggling. And eventually the king at the time did catch these thieves, this group of spice traders, and he gave them an option. He said, for a lesser sentence, you can tell me what you're doing. And they did opt for the lesser sentence, gave him the recipe. And there's actually a monument standing in France today that has this recipe on it. And Gary Young has bottled these oils. They include cinnamon, clove, lemon, rosemary, and then he added eucalyptus to that recipe.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'm going to just give the definition of what is here. How would I use this oil? This proprietary essential oil blend was university tested for its cleansing abilities. It is highly effective in supporting the immune system and good health. A blend of highly antiviral, antiseptic, antibacterial, anti-infectious essential oils used to repel viruses. And, you know, when you go to the doctor, they tell you, well, it's nothing you can do. You just wait it out and let your body handle it. Well, if you use thieves oil, your body is able to handle it a lot better, a lot quicker, and even to prevent it from being as contagious as it would be. When my grands came over this winter, I doused them down because I didn't want to catch a cold. I put it on their chest, I put it on their back, and I put it on the bottom of their feet, on the soles of their feet. And when they were here, they didn't have colds. They would go back home, and they would, you know, after spending a couple of days with me, and they'd come back with little nose running again and everything, and I'd put it back on them, and it'd get it gone right again. And I put it in my diffuser, so it was in the air, you know, and so it circulated that way. And so, let me see, get back. It repels cold, flu, sinus, strep throat, laryngitis, improves immune system, canker sores, cold sores, and athlete's feet and toe fungus. Mm-hmm. Rubbing on the bottom of the feet aids in the prevention of contracting various viruses and bacteria from work, school, and daycare. So if you work or you are active in a very public arena, getting some thieves oil and putting it on the bottom of your feet at night before you go to bed, make it a ritual, you cut significantly the amount that those germs and those viruses are going to affect you, because you've hyped up your vibration, for one thing. You have put those different natural essences in your body. You have alerted your pineal gland, and it's firing and creating those different, what is the word I'm looking for? Your organs. Organs secrete your glands and your organs secrete their own substance.
Uh-huh.
But that substance that they secrete will be much more empowered if you use the different oils. There it is. look up what the oils and everything secrete, what the organs secrete, the different organs secrete different things from different glands. I wanted
right.
to bring up think about joy, valor, and then we'll get into a little bit of the business side of things. Could you go into what valor is?
Yes, I use valor every day, and it grounds me. You know, at the beginning of Gary Young's talk, as you were introducing him, Valerie, you said to get your feet on the ground and just feel grounded during this talk. And I pulled out my valor, and I put that on the bottoms of my feet to help me just feel more grounded. Valor does so many different things, as do all the oils, which you quite well explained. Valor is also called chiropractor in a bottle. And it vibrates at the same frequency of our bones. And it helps to shift our bones back into place and helps us hold the chiropractic adjustment. Valor also will help with sleep apnea. So if you sleep in the same home, even as somebody that snores, you know how disruptive that is. And if you just place a little Valor on the bridge of their nose, you can diffuse Valor in the bedroom. It helps significantly.
All right. The last product I want to really get into is the Zynga. Is that how you pronounce it? The Zynga Red?
The what?
The Zynga Red juice? Mia Zynga.
Ningxia Red. The Ningxia Red?
Yes, Ningxia. Okay.
Ningxia, yes. it's from China, so the word is a little tricky. So you want me to go into
into what it does a little bit and what it's about? And it's not actually an oil. It is a supplement that we drink.
Correct. It is a supplement. It is a berry, actually, from the Ningxia province in China. And the Ningxia province is located right in the Himalayan mountains. And if anybody has heard of Himalayan salt, it's the pink salt that you can get. And this kind of a big craze right now, even over sea salt, because Himalayan salt has 84 minerals and trace elements in it, where sea salt only has 7. And so the Himalayan land, the soil, is very, very fertile and very mineral dense. And so these berries grow in that valley. And Gary has tried to grow these berries elsewhere, and they just don't have the same nutritional value as when they are grown in this Ningxia province. So we have the rights to this Ningxia province. And when Gary went to visit the Ningxia province, he observed two things. Number one, he observed that most of the population was eating 2 to 3 pounds of these Ningxia berries a day. And he observed that their life expectancy was 110 to 120 years old and a quality life. They had no degenerative diseases that show up here in the U.S. Okay? Then he observed that a small group from the Ningxia province, they were not eating these Ningxia berries. And their life expectancy was about 80, 85, right? Same as about the U.S. And they were experiencing a lot of the degenerative diseases that we have here, everything from Alzheimer's to cancers and many other inflammatory diseases. And so that really piqued Gary's interest, and that's what made him bring this berry on in his product line. He just needed to have it. He needed to share it with the world. And so Gary figured out a way to press those 2 to 3 pounds of berries that the majority of the Ningxia province was eating every day into 1 ounce of juice. So you take 1 ounce of this Ningxia juice, and you're eating those 2 to 3 pounds of Ningxia berries. And we're all going to live to be 110, 120.
I'm looking forward to that in a much better world where we're all vibrating at that same wonderful, loving, and compassionate rate. We're getting
Absolutely.
There. Yeah,
Absolutely.
We're getting there. I'm going to, let's see, I want to speak on the basic starter kit and the premium starter kit. You want to give a little information on that basic starter, or do you want me to do that? I can do it. I got it right here if you want.
Go ahead and do it, and then I want to make a comment when you're done.
Okay. The basic starter kit is $40, and it includes two of the Nazia Red 2-ounce samples, a 5-milliliter Stress Away blend, Aroma Glide roller fitment, 10 essential oil sample packets, plus an all-new educational materials, including Welcome to Young Living, Speed, S-E-E-D, Sharing for Success, Distributor Resource Guide, and Essential Oils at a Glance. So for $40, you get a lot for that with just a basic starter kit. I'm good.
And then are you going to talk about the basic plus or just the premium?
Okay. I'll talk about the basic plus as well. The basic plus starter is $75, and it includes everything in the basic starter kit plus an easy-to-use home diffuser.
And it is very
the
easy.
Premium, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to comment that it is very easy to use. It runs continuously for 3 to 4 hours, shuts off by itself. It does have a night light if you wish to turn that on. And it does have the option to diffuse stronger oils at 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off. And you just use distilled water and anywhere from 4 drops of essential oil to 12 drops for something like lavender, which is the scent isn't as potent as something like a blend. Like these.
Okay. And the premium starter kit is $150, and it includes everything in the basic starter kit, plus the diffuser, plus 10 essential oils collection. Do you want to mention the 10 oils that come with that?
Yeah, you get everything that we talked about today, everything that you had mentioned. Just a few minutes ago, the panaway, the peace and calming, the peppermint, the purification, the thieves, and then the oils that Gary mentioned, frankincense, lemon. What was the other one he mentioned?
Lavender.
Lavender, thank you. Valor was one of them. And I'm missing one, I think.
Peace and calming. Joy. Joy, joy, joy.
Joy, thank you. I can't forget the joy.
Yes, that kit
is the best value. You're actually getting over a 50% savings compared to buying all of that stuff separately. And that's a member sign-on only special. So after you sign up as a member, you cannot get that kit at that price anymore.
Right. Also, there are different kits. There's a home kit. There's a lifestyle kit. There's a wellness kit. There's a beauty kit. There are products, beauty products, foaming cleansers and beauty masks and those kinds of things, a balance kit. So there are all kinds of oils and supplements and everything that you need right at your fingertips. I want to give you my information. I did put it in the chat room, but I'd also like to give it on the air as well. And that is, let's see. I have just started a new section on my website. It's called Under My Mother's Umbrella. And Under My Mother's Umbrella, which is u.m.m.u, UMO, is a global conscious market outlet based upon the concept of universal abundance and connecting to that universal energy to bring about harmony and balance in the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body, and the earth herself. Financial stability is one of the foundations for fair exchange. And Under My Mother's Umbrella, it offers you the ability to not only purchase products and services that are designed to bring health and wellness, but also the ability to become an independent distributor of these life force increasing products and services in and around your own community. Under My Mother's Umbrella is being presented at this time as an answer to a prayer and meditation that I ask for the wisdom and blessings of a conscious collective community all working together, bringing mutual benefits of balanced health and wellness to all. The site itself is www.universalwisdom.com. I'm sorry, universalwomb.com. And the Young Living Oils member number, which you need to put down if you're going to place an order, is 1593237. That is my member number. It will enable you to order and for me to get credit for that order. And I appreciate you. That is the energy exchange that is needed to help with this. And again, the website for my Young Living Oils is www.youngliving.org/motherwitwisdom. Again, that's www.youngliving.org/motherwitwisdom. And my member number again is 1593237. So I would just love for you to check that out and look into it deeply. And if you have any questions, my number is 608-519-1246. So, is there anything else?
I just wanted to throw in a free gift for people that do enroll from this this talk today, a 110 uses guide for the premium starter kit, so you know exactly how to use those oils in your everyday life, and then a free copy of the Missing Link CD for everyone that orders the premium kit as well, for your own personal use to listen to over and over again, and also to share with the people that you care about in your life.
All right. So, see, you get all these benefits. Caller 909, if you have something else you would like to say, the question mark is still there. So if you would undo that and then press 1 again, I'll bring you back on. Otherwise, it just I'm just guessing that you're still on from the other call. Well, you know what? I'll just bring you on and just see.
Hi. Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I definitely enjoyed all the wisdom and understanding and insight on how to better approach approaches that we need to live a fulfilled life and a healthy life and a wellness of mind, spirit, and body. And I just want to say thank you for your opportunity, and I thank you for spreading the word and really trying to reach the people and show them that there is better ways than what man has offered. God has a better path for all of our lives and all of our efforts, and we must give of ourselves unto the flock so we can all have a better future together as one people, you know?
Oh, most definitely, because we are all members. You know, we're universal family members. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. We are also.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, so it's about time for us to look out for each other. And this is a way of doing it. It's not just somebody making a buck, but it's a way of bringing health and healing back into the world. It's a way of, you know, enlarging and increasing that vibration so the expansion of evolution can actually happen. Because with everything that's going on, from the chemicals to everything is against our lifespan. Everything that is not natural is to draw our life force away from us. So we
I totally agree.
Yes, we have to learn to replenish that life force. And you do that with, going back to Gary Young mentioned, this was way back in Egypt. You know, this is increased your life force. It is taking that negative out of your system, out of your vibration, just by increasing the fireworks in your pineal gland, in your nervous, what you already have. So it's allowing that life force to flow the way it's meant to without being inhibited.
That's the only way to flow, the only way to flow.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. Did you have anything else you wanted to
say? My name is Ipiani Lockhart, and, just follow the poetry. I do my poetry basically, for me, is a way for me to praise the Lord. I'm just happy and thankful for this day, to see another day in this perfect world. It is a new day, and I'm happy I can see the beauty in all the life that he has given to each and all, you know? Thank you.
You're welcome, welcome. Blessings. Thank you for calling.
Blessings to you as well, sister. God bless you. Take care.
Okay. All right, that is that show. Jen, did I hit everything? Is there anything else I need to say or you want to say?
I think we covered it all. You know, I think Gary Young covered it all, and we're just his messengers. So thank you, Val.
I agree.
Joe, and thank you for being so passionate about health and helping other people. I think that's wonderful. It's a pleasure to know you.
Thank you so much, Jenny. You know I feel the same way. I love you. I really do. And I just want to add some things to this. The Young Living Oils portion of this show is concluded with this. But I had another guest, but I guess they have encountered some difficulties of their own because I have not been able to reach them by phone, which is very unusual, so I'm sending them love and light. But I am going to go ahead and get into some of their products. And their products are First Fitness. And let's see here. And you can find this, too, under my mother's umbrella. It'll be listed on my webpage. And there is, let's see, First Fitness. My distributor ID number is 44101. And my website is http universalrebirth.firstfitness.com. And that's universalrebirth.firstfitness.com. It can also be found at my website, which is www.universalwomb.com. And it is updating, so if everything is not on there right at this moment, keep checking back because it is updating itself. I just updated a lot of information, and checking it and looking at it, I see that some of that information has not updated itself just yet. So just have a little patience with it and keep checking back because the information will be there, I promise you. One of the products that I wanted to mention is called Renew. And Renew is an herbal cleansing. It's like a colon cleanse and a ultimate inner body detox. And it supports cleansing and detoxification of the inner body and colon to help enhance the absorption of food, vitamins, and minerals and promote good health and optimizes weight loss. The other one is Lipomax. And Lipomax is a liver cleanse. It actually helps provide optimal liver support, relieves symptoms of bloating, water retention, allergies, and sluggish bowels. Now let me give you a little background on how I came into these products and this system. I was 600 pounds. I was slowly dying. My leg had burst open from edema, and I was just laying there, wouldn't go to the doctor, wouldn't do anything. And a very good friend, who I called mother, came to me, and she literally told me that I was one of the most selfish bitches she had ever met in her entire life. And, of course, I started crying and saying, I'm sick, and what do you want? And I've had this happen to me, and I've had that happen to me, and this and this and that. And she says, basically, life happens to us all. You know, get up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You don't love your children because you're making them watch you slowly kill yourself. And that is what I needed to open me up to healing. For me to allow that healing, those were the words that I needed. She held the key. The key was, oh, I'm here because of my kids. That was my thing. I'm not killing myself. I'm still holding on because of my kids. No. No. It was, you're making your kids watch you die slowly. That woke me up. It took me out of that state of deep, deep depression and apathy to where I needed to seek some vitality and increase my life force. And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I went to the doctor when she came to take me the next morning and so forth and so on. And they kept me in the hospital. But I had went looking for something to help me. And Spirit, you know, talks to me. So I looked in the Yellow Pages. I was in Detroit, Michigan. I looked in the Yellow Pages, and I came across an ad, and Spirit said, this one. And so I called it, and I talked to the people, and they happened to be Jehovah's Witness. I was Jehovah's Witness at the time. So there was an immediate trust that happened. And they began telling me about this product. They gave me some of the product because, like I said, I was dying, people. I was 600 pounds. I was diabetic. I had high blood pressure. I had sleep apnea, I had hypothyroidism, I had it all. And I had done all of this to myself by feeling sorry for myself and not keeping that life force and that emotional state of mind grounded. And they introduced these products to me, and I have lost over 300 and something pounds just from the Renew and the Lipomax itself, from taking it. And it hasn't been all there have been years skipped. There have been months where it's been skipped. There have been, you know, it wasn't a very, very, very consistent, not until up about 3 years. In the last past 3 years, oh, I've been taking it monthly, twice a day, you know, and I just renewed again. And I'm here to tell you that it helps. It helps, and they're all natural products. There's nothing chemical in these. These are all holistic wellness. Everything in it is designed to be holistic, to be all natural and earth-friendly and earth-sensitive. And there's a weight loss challenge program that you can get into. There are sports nutrition, there's skin care, there's body care. They even have some apparel. There's herbal cleansing systems, and there are weight loss systems. So there's a lot that is being offered there. There's also the distribution where you can become a member, and you can also become a distributor up under me. And again, that is up under that umbrella that Mama is saying for me to establish for those of us who want this global consciousness to come together and start marketing and start working together to help out not only the environment but the economy as well as the health and wellness of each and every one of us. So with that said, I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time to join us today for this show. I hope you understand what the missing link to balance has been all about, and I hope you are able to see and know why now what the big pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know, because if we started taking care of ourselves, we would put them out of business. And in putting them out of business, we would live those 120 years, and the planet would be much more efficient in providing for us. So I just want to say thank you again. Namaste. Be loved. Be blessed. This is Mother with Wisdom, and this has been Blog Talk Radio. And I want to send out a special thank you to Jennifer Jean Smith for joining us today on our show. And that's it, people. We'll see you next week. On Tuesday, we have It Is What It Is at 8 o'clock Central Time. And on Saturdays, we have Honeycomb Conversations dealing with sacred sexuality at 2 p.m. Central Time and 3 Eastern. So we'll see you then. Thank you. Love you. Bye.